Okay, Rabbi, so let's begin. We're up to where it says on the handout. Okay, are you as a sefer allowed to sign his name on the sefer Torah? People should remember this is my work.
It's a.
So let's see. Are you allowed to write in the back? It's a good advertisement. You have a nice sefer Torah. You have a nice sefer Torah. You have a nice sefer Torah. So you want
You have a papa band.
I remember when I used to lane. So I was years ago when I used to, and I started laning. I used to lane occasionally. So I always was seeking compliments, yearning someone to say, "Oh, you did a good job. You lane nice. You lane nice, right?" now you just hope they don't throw stones at you. You know, when you get older, you realize it's a different world. But when you're young and stupid, you're delusional.
The guy said,
you're delusional in thinking that people are going to give you a compliment. So I remember this happened. This could never possibly happen to me again. It's impossible for such a thing to happen again. But this happened to me maybe one or two times when I was like a teenager. I was laning, and after the aliyah, the guy says, "Very nice. Beautiful, beautiful." So I thought, that's right. I spent 10 hours preparing, It's taco. I did a good job. And then he said, "Who wrote the Sefer Torah?" When he was saying it's very nice, beautiful, he wasn't referring to the Kriya. He was referring to the Yofi of the Ksav. The Sefer Torah is so beautiful. Okay, so that can't happen anymore. You get a little bit older, you wisen up. It's not going to happen. Okay, but the point is that if a sefer, wouldn't be such a bad idea for the sefer to be able to write his name on the klaf as a,
Okay,
let's see. So he talks about this. So apayskim abdanu imutul lahatvia chosemes bechol yiriyas sefer Torah leachash. What?
We can recognize it,
but let's say you want to actually, you want to put, I'm on my block, you don't see this anymore today, but there's still one slab of concrete. There's a slab of concrete on the sidewalk where the person who did the sidewalk, he put into the sidewalk a little plaque.
Right.
Who did it? It's good for business. Someone does the sidewalk, so what do you have to do? Someone does the sidewalk, you want business, so you hang up a shingle.
Advertising.
So, I remember once someone did some work, so he asked me if he can keep the shingle, keep up a sign for a week. I said, "For a week? Such a long time. People should come by. You didn't even do such a good job." Why do you think people are going to want your business? I didn't say that to him, but that's how I felt. Like, you want to put up, you did a horrible job, and you want to go put up a sign also to get some business.
But the Torah, don't they have for theft? They have like pinhole.
Oh, that's for security. Yes, so that the place can say that you can do that. They put pinholes. Okay, so maybe if you want to do that, some of the old concrete on the sidewalks, they would actually put into the sidewalk a little plaque, a little metal plaque. So if someone likes the job, they just look at the sidewalk and it tells you who did the sidewalk. You can get some business. So you're the surfer. He wants to do the same exact thing. This is his parnasa. It's not so easy to get a parnasa. He wants someone to go and hire him. So he wants to write on the bottom of every single uriah. Every uriah, he wants to stamp his name, put his name down. Someone can come and hire him. Hapoiskim danu imutu lahatbia choisemes bechol uriahs uriah b'sefer Torah le'achas sherabu hagneva shel sefer. Now here, he's not talking about getting business. He's talking about you want to write who the sefer belongs to, property of Kehilo Kedosh or so and so. You want to go and put some type of permanent mark on the sefer Torah. V'hinei. Pshut Minchas Yitzchok. Kos Abinyan Ha'noig Ben HaSofim V'Hamagim Sh'noistim Choysemes B'Soich HaSefer Torah B'Tchila B'Soif. They do put some type of signature, some type of mark in the beginning or the end, and maybe to indicate who is the owner of the Sefer Torah. Hinei L'dati Yesh L'Fakfek V'Iker Minag HaSofim M'Zef. They're allowed to put any writing in the Sefer Torah itself. T'Hiarei Mavur B'Shulchan Aruch Sh'afilu B'Hazmona B'Hazmona B'Alma Esaklaf L'Dvam Shebekedusha Asa L'Chlev L'Lov D'Vechol. Even if you designate parchment for a holy purpose, you have not yet begun to write one letter on the parchment for the Sefer Torah. You've only designated this parchment that will be used in the future for Stam. You're not allowed to use it for Dover Shebechol. Writing your name or writing the name of the shul is a Dover Shebechol. You're not allowed to do that onto the Sefer Torah. Even for security purposes, you're not allowed to go write the Dover Shebechol. It's forbidden. If it's a holy piece of parchment, you're only allowed to write on the parchment holy things. Virak Tanai Mahani, the only time you're allowed to write on parchment things that are dove, that are not called if it, you make a stipulation beforehand, only if I will choose to use it for a Sefer Torah, should it get a Kedusha, otherwise it should not. Ulam Kol Zerak B'Hazmona, that's only if you designate it, if not you've begun to use it. Aval in Kvar Hischelicht of Allah, Dove Shebe Kedusha. Lamai Mahani Shum Tanai. Lomi boy shum tonight. It's not going to make a difference. It's too little, too late. Kavur shum bevagin Avram. Hine ubir hamin chasisach sheilo yichiach lehatez os miad memurub sugin shanois and sefer Torah liishtoy v'amulach kari hagitech sheyesh loch choshos shemo kasav lo olav esaget. If a person gives a blank piece of parchment to a woman, this our sugya, and he says, "Here is your get. You do not need to be concerned that maybe he wrote upon the get." Shari ein zohi chacha shemuter linoi kain. If a person gives a woman of Sefer Torah, so maybe he wrote the get. Maybe the Gemara in the Havmina says that when the Kos Avlo Sefer Kris was written, it was written for her. But before that, that was the Gemara's Maskana. But the Gemara in the Havmina says that maybe if a man gives his wife a Sefer Torah, maybe somewhere in the Sefer Torah, in the margins.
No,
that's the Gemara's Maskana. That's the Gemara's Maskana. But the Gemara in the Havamina, if I'm not mistaken, has a Havamina that maybe he wrote the get on the margins. On the margins. Some of the Gemara's Maskana says, no, when they wrote the Sefer Torah, he wrote the Kavana, when he wrote the Pasuk, V'chos of La Sefer Kris, this was written L'shem that he was divorcing his wife. But let's say a person gives his wife a Sefer Torah, so maybe on the margins he wrote a Sefer Torah. So what do you see from this? The Gemara entertains, the Gemara says the only reason why we are not concerned that there's a get, that it's not a kosher get, is because it's not likely a person wrote on the margins of Sefer Torah a get. But it implies that if a person would go ahead and take a Sefer Torah, and on the, you don't have paper. I don't have a piece of paper to write a Sefer Torah. So you know what I'll do? I'll go to the Aron HaKodesh, I'll take out the Sefer Torah, and on the margins I'll write the get, and I'll give her the entire Sefer Torah. It appears from the Gemara that technically it works. So it's not so, the Gemara says. Don't bring me right for the Gemara. Now he writes even on the outside, you're not allowed to do this. So that's not what the Gemara. The Gemara does not mean that a person did it. That's not what the Gemara means. So we'll leave it with that. And if he comes out, so you can do it. If you're writing it for the purpose of the Sefer Torah, then you are allowed to write on the Sefer. In other words, they would do magia. When they inspect it, they write today's sermon. They do use pencil. They write in pencil, which they can erase. Which they can erase. You should know, but it needs to be fixed. So they make a mark where they have to make a correction. Where they have to make a correction with a pencil mark, they do. They write it so he holds the b'dieved. It's kosher. Then he brings a raya. The raya mimash amar habenei yoina. The besafik psula. Ain, if you have a Sefer Torah that the Sofik, it might be possible for whatever reason. Ain lichtoif al gilyone ha Sefer Torah shapostle, kevan shaynai vadai postle. Ain mizalzlimbo ayin sham. Hare the sheikh, the chaygavna, the koisev, the postle, zilzel. Umanela im koisev, the nidvak have covered the Sefer, mikomokum, ksav shavada yeshlumachai. So he writes over here that you should not be mezalzel, the right posel. But it's mashma that it's only called a zilzel. Hari the Shaykh the Chai Gavna the Koysev the Poysel Zolzul Memela Im Koysev the Nidvak Havi Kavod L'Sach. I don't understand his right, but he's saying over here that it's not Murchul that it should be also. So therefore, he's saying that B'diavad, if you do write on the Sefer Torah Nivdak, it's kosher. But Mikol Mokam Shavada Yesh L'Moichai Koydim Shekoyim Sefer Torah, you should definitely erase the pencil marks before you use the Sefer Torah. V'Odayim Meshutchal Tzayakov Mashkotz Bezev Sefer Gul Yehuda Ma. Shadana beinyan zemidivir Rashi shekosav shechshash hu shema kos ksav al get al sefer mibuchutz v'loy kosav shechshash hu shema kos al sefer Torah atzmi mibufnim. So he won't say that the Gemara that we mentioned, the Gemara says the name of the person who gave his wife a sefer Torah and he wrote the get. It does not mean that he wrote the get on the front of the sefer Torah. It means he wrote the get on the back of the sefer Torah. So writing on the back of the sefer Torah is not the same degree of prohibition, and therefore you have no raya, you have no even halam to have a raya from the Gemara that a person actually would write a get in the Sefer Torah. So the bottom line is the Maskani holds that since you're writing it for the purpose of, if you want to write on the Sefer Torah that it's Nivdak, Muga, or you want to make marks in the Sefer Torah in pencil to indicate that you need to make corrections in this location, B'di'eved, it is okay, but L'chadchila, you have to remove these marks before you actually write, before you use Sefer Torah. Sometimes they forget to write, they erase the marks. I borrow someone's Megillah every year, and it's funny that in pencil, in the beginning of the Megillah, it says 1,000. And it means the cost, the number, that's what the cipher charged. You know, you go to a cipher, they have different Megillahs. Thousand is really cheap. Not cheap, whatever. You buy a Megillah for $3,000. Okay, you can buy a Megillah for $500. You buy a Megillah for $1,000, $1,200, $1,500. It's not proportional. Once you get past $1,500, it's not proportional anymore. Already then the price are totally outrageous. So the $2,000 Megillah is not that much better than a $1,500 Megillah. It's just, so once you're getting your piece, $1,500, you're going into outrageous numbers. But it's funny, they wrote the cipher, he had obviously a collection, whoever, and he wrote 1,000 in pencil, and the person who bought the Megillah, he never erased the 1,000 pencil mark in the Megillah itself. I've seen Sefer Torah where they forgot to take away the marks. You see pencil marks, sometimes you see pencil marks, which obviously were indications to the cipher that you have to make a correction here. They're temporary. Now, if you don't erase this, I want this a cipher. I told
myself. Like invisible, you don't even, like ultraviolet, would only show.
No, they put that there.
They have holograms now to identify.
To identify the Sefer Torah. They used to do pins. You have pin marks in a certain code. They give you a guide, and you put pin marks. So pin marks, you're not even writing. You just name these macroscopic little marks. All the Gedolim said.
Invisible ink, ultraviolet.
Invisible. So this is even better, because the pin marks, they're actually holes. They're teeny little holes. Moshe let the pin marks, he let. He did not let actual writing. When they wanted to identify when during the Tkufa, when the Sefer Torah was stolen, Baruch Hashem today we don't have that problem. But not only that, because there's no market for it. What are you going to do? You're going to steal a Sefer Torah, and then who are you going to sell it to? Who's going to buy it? There's no market. Today, anyone who's buying a Sefer Torah knows what they're doing. There's no market to go sell stolen Sefer Torah. There's a market even to sell stolen cars. What? Eretz Yisrael, not all the time. Every once in a while, you hear a story that the Sefer Torah was stolen, and then a few weeks later, they say, oh, they found the Sefer Torah. This time that happened. It's not all that common. Okay, but listen, it's still a safe. They have a fire. They have the main reason why a shul has a safe is chas v'shalom. If there's a fire, it should not be. It should not. It's $50,000 a Sefer Torah. You don't want to play around with $50,000. The silver, and you don't want stam. You don't want people just going. Safe's a fireproof. But stealing, you don't hear about this anymore. Years ago, there was a very big problem. There was a market. There was a market out there to steal Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah. What? People were buying. Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't. People were buying. Yeah, there was a market. There was a market for it. He says, "Bidi Evan, you can write on the back if you're writing for the purpose of the Sefer Torah that it was Nivdak. If you do not erase the marks, some learn that it's if you write them, there are marks." In the margin itself, in the area of the text itself, a sefer told me that it's mamish puzzle. If there's any, it says in Shulchan Aruch Yeradeya, if there's any additional mark in the sefer, in the line itself, where this in the margins, additional dots, things like that that don't belong there, b'di'evid the Sefer Torah is pasul. So the marks that are there on the very top, on the side, outside the actual area.
Three lines, four lines.
What?
You have to have the three lines extra on top.
Three lines on top, four lines on the bottom.
Below that.
Okay, so he's saying over there. Can you write it when you're preparing it? Yes. Should you erase it before you use it? Absolutely, you must erase it. Let's say you forget to erase it. Does it possible to say Sefer Torah? Not so simple. Let's talk about Megillas. In Megillas, they make beautiful designs. They have artistic Megillas, color, and crowns.
Yeah.
If you were to do the same thing that they do to a Megillah to a Sefer Torah, there is no question about that it's possible. If you would write a crown. And every hamelch in the Sefer Torah. In the Sefer Torah, or you would have on the top of the Sefer Torah artwork on the top and columns with artwork. The Sefer Torah is possible. Because it's possible by a Sefer Torah, there are many B'nai Torah that hold that it's not a hider to buy a Megillah that has artwork. They hold that you're ruining the Megillah. You're not being mahadir and having a Megillah and these beautiful designs and beautiful crowns on top of the Hamelach. This is not a hider. You're ruining the Megillah. Just like in a Sefer Torah, it's possible to do the equivalent in the Megillah. You are disqualifying the kashrus of the Megillah. That's not the minig olam adrab the mahader. If you need to have artwork, some are mahader because it's not a sefer. It has it's a different standard. It's an igeres, and igeres is a different standard, and we don't. Same exact thing. Same thing. We have in the Shul Young Israel, they had a series, they had these Shirashim, it was a set, five Megillahs. It was very elaborate. Yes, they had every, in between columns, every few columns, a whole column was a design, was an elaborate, yeah.
There's two ways to make it easy.
Actually portals.
No, not by a Megillah. Not by a Megillah.
But you shouldn't do it.
Sefer Torah is possible. By a Megillah, it's not.
Megillah, it's not possible.
But you shouldn't have.
When he gets the clock, he has a clock.
That's how long it is.
No, but he can have the clock.
If you make a picture, because you're going to write the next...
You set it aside to write the Megillah.
No, but before he starts writing the Megillah, he makes the designs. He makes the columns and designs.
No, you can't. That doesn't help.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when you write it. Okay, let's go to the next topic.
Okay. Coca-Cola.
Let's go to the next topic. Get the Sifrei Kodesh Hanitfasim Ma'adinam. A get written on that's been printed. A Sefer Torah that's been printed. B'sugin mevuah she'im chokak shemchokak toichay shal oisios v'tzideim v'nishar oisios bevoltois ein eksav lufi shal tzir es guf oisios el chokak sevivoy sehen. There's halacha with regard to writing. You have to write the letter. If you have a blotch of black ink that falls on the parchment and you carve out the excess, and by carving out the excess you form a letter, that's what's called choch toichais. You carved out the inside, and memela, the blotch of ink that was on the parchment happens to form a perfect letter. That is 100% possible. You have to actually write. You have to write the letter with kavana. I'm writing the letter aleph. If I just drop a blotch of ink on the parchment and then I let it dry and I erase the surrounding area to form what is there going to be an aleph, you've carved out the inside of the letter. That's not called a maisa kesiva, and that's called choch toichos, and it is possible.
How about a stencil?
So stencil, that's where Rabbi Cohen was here. He spoke about stencils, the silk screen. So he quoted this rabbi in Lakewood that holds that it's kosher, and he went to rip him to pieces. And he went to rip him to pieces, and he said some very harsh things about him. And there are many, many problems. There are many problems with it.
Let's say you have a stencil with the letters. You do one letter at a time.
Yeah, so that's really what silk screen is. That's
using a pen in the stencil.
That's really what silk screen is. That's exactly what silk screen is.
You put a stencil down.
But if you're doing your writing, you also
you like paintbrush it across, and it goes.
That's writing. So you're filling
the kid stencil.
Kid stencil.
It's similar. It's those are issues.
Can't
actually
have a stencil for a
samach.
But he also said that, you know,
not so pashat.
Not so
pashat that it's possible.
Can't have a stencil for a samach.
You can't have a stencil for a samach. Why not?
We should have a
total circle.
No, it's not that kind of stencil.
So how do you get the inside? That's why you...
No, the stencil is the circle. Okay, it's not so simple. Let's see. It's not so simple. Let's see. The sugi, let's read what it says over here. So therefore, shaksav ve'etz oyem atachas. Let's see here. Shlevi shloitzirus agov oitzes elochokat tivosem ve'etz oyem atachas nishar kamo shayu remains where it was. Avol imchokat chok yureches. But let's say you emboss. Embossing. I punch out the letters from behind. Something along those lines.
No, this is etching.
I'm sorry. You etch a mark into a piece of paper, and therefore you leave a roishem. There's no ink, it appears. There is no ink, but you etch a mark into a piece of paper. In chokak yurechay soitzio shaksav shekeya aydei hakika zehu kesiva v'chinit nifzak b'shulchan aruch. Because of atas shemikan raya shahasfarim hanetfasim b'tfus yeshvam kedusha gemura kemo shahanechtavim b'chsav. Printed Sefarim have Kedusha. Shafilim Tamashad Fus Nechshav Khakika. Even if you go and tell me that printing, when you print, it is called the Khakika, you're etching, what are you doing when you're printing? You're really etching into the piece of paper. Hare Gam Lagabe Get Isha Michoch Yurechois Kosher. If you were to etch a line into a piece of paper, it would be kosher. We call shekain nirish shaharei zekich siva mamish v'le chakika ki mali im doichek esha eit al haniyar oy haniyar al oisios, or you press the paper al oisios hoy feresh shebitfus, or you press down with a lead, a printing press. Zo v'zo ksivahi. So basically, it's talking about the old fashioned. The plates, which we don't do today anymore. The plates, even though the plates of the Talmud Bavli, they're stirring the Atlantic. You know, the plates where they made the Talmud Bavli, the original plates that they made, the Vilna Shas, they were transported across the Atlantic. Someone bought them, and the boats sank. I don't know. But what?
They're very heavy.
These plates. So these plates are. So he holds that they're taking a plate and pressing down and putting these things plates and filling them with ink and then pressing down a piece of paper is called a maisa ksiva, because that's really what are you doing? What's there between putting the ink onto the paper or pressing the paper to the ink? That's what he wants to suggest. There's no difference. What do you do when you have a press? You're basically pressing the paper onto the ink. Instead of pressing the ink onto the paper, it's really the same thing. The same thing. That's what he basically says. When you're taking a piece of paper, taking a pen, and you put the pen onto the paper, what are you doing? You're taking ink and you're pressing ink onto a piece of paper. So isn't that exactly what you do when you have a plate, a metal plate which has the tzuris oitzios formed, and you press down the press upon a piece of paper? So he holds the b'diyeved when it comes to a get, it will be a kosher get. Even though we don't pass like this, we don't accept this. We have to actually write the get out by hand. But at least the fact that the evidence kosher is enough that when it comes to a sefer that's been printed, at least in before modern times, that's been printed with a plate, it's called this davasha b'kedusha, and the sefer has kedusha, and may not be mezalzel in the kedusha of that sefer.
How does sefarim printed today?
There's a lot of technologies, new technologies which in the chanami many want to say that it doesn't have kedusha because it's not the same. It's done electronically. It's done with different techniques which are much lighter in halacha than the old-fashioned techniques. We don't. It's not. We still treat a sefer with kedusha. It doesn't really change anything for us.
It's done with pixels. It's really not.
Little dots.
Right.
It's done with lasers, dots. Right. So they're. It's not done by taking something and pressing in one shot with a whole letter. So some want to say that there's no kedusha, but we don't mean there's no kedusha, mamish. It means that there are more grounds to be made.
Real shameless, like I answered that question.
It is real shameless. A sefer with a print with a cover on it. No one. You're not going to find today any place that's going to tell you
that you could just
throw in the garbage. Put it in a newspaper. Put it, wrap it up, and throw it in the garbage. A sefer with a cover and it's printed to you as a sefer automatically gets
shameless.
What?
It has actual shame.
It has shame. What?
If it has
shame, Hashem in it. But if it doesn't have the shame, Hashem in it. Even if it doesn't, it's a written, it's a dover shebi kedusha.
What about this?
But that can be thrown in the garbage.
The email, the
that
journal had a picture of the hill and
Hashem's name. Right.
Some people cut it out.
Some people
come.
Yeah, we have that.
The
rabbi
sat
down to
let us. Okay, let's see what he says. He disagrees. Okay, Ramali Panoi Chosav Lechalik Ben Get Lesifrei Torah Sha'af Al Pi Shaget Shenich Shashen Nichta Bidefus Kashem Shem Shazeh Choch Yirechos Mikol Mokayim Besifrei Torah Tfilin Mezuzos Gam Choch Yirechos Pasul Shetzoch Liyos Kesiva Mamish V'Loi Chakika. Okay, the Ramami Pano. The Ramami Pano, he disagrees. He holds that there's a difference in halacha, and we'll have to see the lumps why this should be so. He holds there's a difference between a get and a sefer Torah. In order for a sefer Torah to have kedusha, you have to do a maisa ksiva. A get does not have that standard. A get, even though it says v'chos avlo sefer kris, we have to see why. A get, you can do what's called choch yirechos. You can etch the lines of the letter through onto a piece of paper, even without a maisa ksiva of actually writing it with a quill on parchment.
Do you have a template like a?
Yes, yeah, that's exactly what it is. If you do it with a template, you do it with a plate, a metal. Let's assume a plate. You have a plate which has the entire nusach of the get, and you just put the plate down. You put the plate down on the parchment, and it's a stamp, like a stamp, basically like a rubber stamp.
Right.
Rubber stamp.
You fill the name.
Is that accepted?
It would be good. What?
Is that accepted?
So he says, so the Ramami Pano says, a get, technically, it would be good. We don't do this. Today, a get is handwritten. Today, we're very machmir. A get is a matter of mamzeris. A get today is handwritten. Even the people who sign the get have to write their signature in ksav ashuris with dioi. You need a special sefer to be a witness at a get because he has to be able to sign the proper way. But technically, the Ramami Pano says that when it comes to a get, you do not need to handwrite it. You can have a get written through a plate, through a rubber stamp. Let's see what it says. He disagrees. Chakika, a plate is called a ksav. Why is this any different than the aseres hadibros, the luchos? This week's parasha, the luchos, there was no ink. There was no ink on the luchos. The luchos was called, it says in the Torah, the luchos is called kosov chokok ala luchos. It was etched into the luchos. It was etched, the ksiva was etched into the luchos, chiseled into the luchos, it was embossed. So therefore, that's called the maisa ksiva. So therefore, why should it be different when it comes to taking ink and pressing the ink? It should also be the same exact thing. And the tzitz, it was embossed in shemos of kodesh lahashem. So Chag of Shneim with the Torah, the Mishnah of Loshon Kisiva, but Tzitzik says, "Nichtevei Pisuchei Chaysam." The Tzitz is called the Ksav. Nichtevei, the writing of Pituchei Chaysam, the embossing of a seal. Uveluchos Nemar veHamichtav Nichtav Elokim Hu Chorus Al Haluchos. So what do we see from this? We have two examples where we know as a fact there was no ink. Ink was not used. It was etched. It was embossed. And yet the Torah uses the word ksiva. Therefore, when it comes to the writing of a get, you don't need to necessarily do a maisa ksiva. Even taking a plate or a rubber stamp and using that to put the ink on the piece of paper should be sufficient. Even when it comes to a sefer Torah, it seems that this indeed should be sufficient. However, hataz hevi divrei hashud masis b'yomim v'harmami panoi v'hiskim l'divrei harmami panoi. He disagrees. The Taz says we do not pasuk like the Maaseh Binyamin. According to the Maaseh Binyamin, obviously this is touching upon the controversy of the silk screen Sefer Torah. A ksiva does not need to be mamish a maaseh ksiva. It means it has to be put there lishma. It has to not be done through choch toichis. The main thing over here is don't have the letters formed through carving at the inside. The letters have to be formed by actually writing the tsura of the oisios, and it does not need to be done through a maaseh ksiva. The proof is look at the luchos. Look at the tzitz. It was not done to a ma'isa k'siva. There, the only thing that was done was they actually formed the letters. They did not form the insides of the letters, and that was sufficient. So here also, by again a sefer Torah, it should be sufficient. That's according to the Ma'aseh Binyamin. The Taz says we don't paskin like the Ma'aseh Binyamin, and therefore no one should get stuck getting ideas of going and printing sefer Torah with machines. You have to go and write sefer Torah by ma'aseh k'siva. Taz sevi k'divrei Ma'aseh Binyamin v'Rambam panoi v'iskil d'vei Rambam panoi shalechas adfus k'kosav mamish v'loi chakika. That printing is called the k'siva, not chakika. V'silim k'mokam linyan v'ged v'adei ein lasais b'tfus. Do not do b'tfus kevin shaksas doimel l'chakika. Avol inyan k'dusha sasfam kol amekel osalitin esadin. Okay, so it's very, very tough, the Taz, that when it comes to a Sefer Torah, it's not called the Ma'isa K'siva, and he uses these very harsh words. Uvarach HaShulchan, what does he say about this? Kosef Shekol HaMachlekes HiBitfus Sh'odam Aniyach Ha'isyos Ala Klaf V'chlanidin Ein Ele Ma'isa K'siva Sh'osa Ha'odam Ha'idei Tfus Mo'el Eloi Avol B'mechuneh HaMatfisa, a machine. Even if you want to come on to this lomdus, that you don't have to do a Ma'isa K'siva, you can go and you can put ink through some type of technique of pressing down, there must be some human intervention, some human participation. But when a machine does the entire thing from beginning to end, that cannot in any way in form be called.
Press the button to turn it on.
So why not? Why is it in the machine matzah? Right? Why the machine matzah? So this is obviously they're all part of the controversy. Okay, so point all we take away from this, we're just touching upon little bits and pieces, is we have over here everyone agrees without exception that if you're going to have some type of writing, and the way the writing is going to be done is to carving out the insides, that's clearly in no shape or form can that be called a ma'isa k'siva, and even in the best of circumstances. The issue is, let's say you're doing some technique, modern technique of technology, where you're putting the ink on the paper, you're putting down the tzur of the oisios, but it's not being done to a ma'isa k'siva. Is that valid? We have a precedent from the luchos and from the tzitz, where there the letters were formed without using ink, without the conventional method of writing, and that's called in the Torah michtavei pesuchei chosam. It's called the halva michtav elokim. So maybe when it comes to writing a sefer Torah, writing a get, we don't need to do a ma'isa k'siva. We can do some type of technique where we put the ink on the paper in another method. So some say yes, some say not. Is there a chilek between a get and a sefer Torah? He doesn't really tell us why there should be a difference between the two. Some say there is, some say there is not. Halacha l'maisa, we know that we don't do this. It's not mechuder. It's not mechuder.
I got it for Suva.
Ksuba you can. Ksuba is not a halach. It's not a document of kedusha. It's a document. Only a document of kedusha requires a ksiva. A get is a document of kedusha. Believe it or not. It's very bizarre. They're getting divorced, but marriage is a holy matter.
Right.
To undo the holiness of the marriage, or maybe it's not undoing it. You're not undoing what was. When people get divorced, when a person gets divorced, he's not undoing his years of marriage. It's just mikanu l'haba. How do you view divorce? It's a very interesting thing you're touching upon, is that a divorce, the Dover Shebe Kedusha, and the document is like a Sefer Torah, the Dover Shebe Kedusha, there's holiness to divorce. So holy, you know, that's a...
If you make Kaddish Bishtar, you have to ask...
Yes, shtar. We don't do. No one's mekadesh b'shtar. But technically, if you were mekadesh b'shtar, would have the same exact thing as davar shebekedusha. So davar it has the rules of davar shebekedusha. Klaf, dioy, lishma, all the rules will apply when it be mekadesh with the shtar. But by a get, those rules. When it comes to ksuba is nothing more than an IOU. It's nothing more than a legal document. It's not a davar shebekedusha, and therefore.
If mekadesh b'shtar, what would it say?
Harei at mekudesh asli. Bishtar Zo.
You would have to be personally there. Someone could do your shliach and say,
yeah, the way they would do is you come to a wedding, and the chassan would appoint, like it would be just like a get. It would be exactly the same thing as a get. The chassan would come to the wedding, and they would all sit around, and the chassan would say to the sofer, I appoint you as my agent to write this shtar kedushin amay for me. The sofer would then write harei at mikudesh asli be bishtar zo. and then two witnesses would sign. You need even two witnesses to sign, not necessarily. Let's say, Liesser says, the name, you don't really need names. You don't need names. A get, we have names. Even a get, you don't need names. A Tarif, okay, maybe you'd write the names, and then two witnesses would have to be safe who know how to sign in Ksav Ashuris with Di. They would sign it, and then he would pick it up, and the witnesses would watch him give it to the Kala. She would accept it, and they would be married.
The reason we don't do that is because Sadek would have to sign. Not all of them know how to sign.
Why does the
Sadek
have to sign?
Whoever is
the witnesses, you get. Look, a Sadek get most of the time does not know how to sign.
No, they asked the Shaila, but all caterers said it's not legal.
The Mesadre Gitin, people who specialize, it's a specialty. There are people who make a parnasa, who make a good parnasa from being Mesadre Gitin. The people, they're professionals. So they don't, many of the Mesadre Gitin are not Soifrim. They don't know how to write. They hire a Soifer, and they hire two witnesses. Perlstein,
what they do today is they write it there, and while the Soifer is writing to get, the rabbi is supposed to be counseling the couple to get back together. At the last minute, that's the way it's done.
It can take a half an hour. Yeah.
Right there at the ceremony, they're writing it. That's what they're supposed to do. That's what you're taught to do.
It takes a half an hour to write the get.
Yeah, approximately.
You're wrong.
I know that. I've seen it enough times.
I've been there too. But you're wrong. If when he starts writing, he changes his mind, or he thinks about it, that get is no good. It's not all over again.
Okay, let's stop. Take a short break.
Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 11 Sifrei Torah all over again.
Yeah.
So if he had 12 pens, and if his clock moved instead of him, it would be kosher. Instead of having the machine write, move the hand, you hold the hand straight, and the machine moves the clock. Exactly the way it should be. So there's no problem.
What?
Say him? If I take notes on the shield.
Yeah, it does. To some degree. It's better, it's worse, right? When you actually write it, you don't have more Kedusha.